So it's the last day at South by Southwest. Everything's a bit quieter. I think people are slightly tired now. And obviously one of the conversation topics before South by Southwest was what was going to be the app of South by Southwest. I think the jury's still out on that, but clearly still by a long mile, Twitter is one of the tools that near everybody here uses. And I am here with Josh Russell, who has developed a Twitter plugin. I guess I'll get him to explain it.
Yeah, so that's an interesting way of looking at it. It is kind of a Twitter plugin in a sense, but it's actually a plugin for your browser. But the vocabulary around that is changing. Google and Mozilla want to call those things different names, extensions, plugins, web apps. So we're kind of all those.
We should say what it's called, actually.
Yeah, so it's bonfire.im. IM standing for instant messaging, of course, or the Isle of Man. And it's literally IM for Twitter in the same way that you have Facebook chat. We layer that and we augment Twitter.com with that real-time experience.
So I guess the obvious question, the one I'm sure you're asked all the time, is why, when we've got direct messaging, do you need instant chat as well?
Mainly the immediacy of it. So I would love to say that, you know, the whole DM fail thing is an issue. We're not trying to take advantage of that and trying to fix that. We may integrate with DMs, so you have that option as well. But it really is, you know, you see someone online and you've seen something they've said and you want to chat to them about it right there and then. So it is that further engagement of what's happening right now. You're now able to talk about what's happening right now.
And how long has it been in development, and how long has it been live?
We've been live since the beginning of December, end of November time, and we were bootstrapping it for about 9 months before that.
What's your background?
My background, so the short version is I had previously been working on another startup, which we killed right at the last minute. So that was my year before that. I suppose that's 2010.
Why did you kill it?
what's the nice political way of putting this? My co-founder got bored.
Okay.
There you go. So previous to that, I'd taken some time out from Microsoft. Mm-hmm. So I'd been there for a while, doing the UX role, going to agencies and startups around the UK, trying to engage with them. Mm-hmm. And then before that, I'd done 5 years working on the apps and the platform for donations at Comic Relief. So working on Live 8 and Make Property History.
So what's your kind of ambition for Bonfire? I mean, you were mentioning before that you've had, you know, I don't know how many, you've met with Twitter and so on, and kind of tell us a bit about what you see as kind of the vision for it. At the moment, it exists only as part of Twitter.com. Is there any way it might be integrated into other, you know, Twitter clients, or is that not going to happen?
It's a very popular question. I think people clearly want that. So what that indicates to me is that people do still use the other apps for usually one hook. So, you know, TweetDeck gives you columns. They tend to give you multiple accounts, those sorts of things. So we may do, but we're really focusing on general consumers. Twitter's a very big place. When you start clicking on the trends, you see that, right? We are one particular subset. There's also a lot to be said about the context of Twitter.com. I think actually layering chat there is a very important thing. We could have built this as a separate app, of course, elsewhere. Mm. Could have been just Twitter chat, right?
What makes you say that? Why do you think?
Seeing the tweets, seeing those people there and then, you know. I mean, Twitter does most of its innovation on the website now. So you go back there and that is where the new stuff is.
And are they quite positive about it? Well, I'm assuming they are.
Yeah, I mean, positive and neutral, not negative. They're encouraging. You know, they like it and they use it. You know, there are a few people I have, you know, that follow me and I see them online and we chat.
Yeah.
And I think they see it as, you know, someone else testing this out for them, you know. There's no reason for them to turn it off. I mean, we are heightening the engagement on their website. People stay on Twitter longer because of us, you know, which is clearly what they want. They want to monetize the stream. And we keep people looking at it.
It's an interesting point that actually about the, you know, it's easy in the kind of digital tech bubble to forget the fact that Twitter has a massive audience of kind of Justin Bieber lovers and Gaga lovers, and I guess chat within that kind of context, you know, that's the stuff, you know, that's what they kind of, you know, expect, isn't it? I guess.
Absolutely. Twitter is more like Facebook than you think, and one of the cleverest things about Twitter is that it doesn't look like that to everyone. Right? We have our own view of Twitter. Yeah, but it absolutely is full of Justin Bieber and Lady Gaga fans. Our demographics are teenage girls in Brazil who are into Justin Bieber.
And then presumably just discuss Justin Bieber on the chat.
Yeah, I mean, they really do. And it's incomprehensible, not just because it's in Portuguese, but, like, yeah, it's very hard to understand what's going on. And it's very quick and fast. You know, they're the BBM generation, right?
Yeah, exactly.
They're not the ICQ generation or the IRC generation. That's us.
Yeah. And we shouldn't, you know, we shouldn't kind of expect that everybody uses it in the same way. So just before South by Southwest, you added in the ability to groups, hashtags. I'm not explaining that right.
Yeah, group chats around hashtag, basically. So we've thought about how to do group chat for quite a while. It was one of the most popular requested features, which we kind of knew would be the case. But it's a very hard dynamic to get right. So the nature of a group chat tends to be a bit more public. The way that this usually happens is that a group chat is started by one person, they tell some of their friends, but as soon as that happens and there are more people in there, they can then tell their friends. So you've got one or two degrees of separation, and that's kind of a good thing, but it's public at that point. Even if it's a private kind of group, it's actually public, right?
Okay.
So we decided to start in that way, to say, look, explicitly, this is a public group, so that there is no misunderstanding about who's seeing the stuff you're saying. No, excuse me. And to allow you to start a chat about anything that you can click on Twitter, so a trend or a hashtag. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. So how have you found? Have you been out at South by Southwest? You know, have you been kind of chatting to people? I mean, obviously you've been chatting to people about it, but have you had meetings with people? Is it, you know, how's it going?
It's hard to have an impact at South by.
So yeah.
We did do something special for South by Southwest. So we partnered with Lanyard. Who have done a great job of doing the most comprehensive listings of every session, which is crowdsourced, of course.
Completely forgot about that. There's a really, really cool little tool. So you could basically chat around a session.
Right. So we partnered with them very, very quickly, and it was amazing of them to roll this out so quickly as well, literally about 3 days before South by started. Mm. There's a button on every session page that will go through our plugin install process, and then take you right into not only the hashtag search for that session, but the group chat with everyone who's in that room.
And I guess that, again, is... So there's another whole potential area for you there, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, back channels is potentially huge. Yeah, I mean, so the thing we want to do there is around other contexts as well. So the trending stuff is generally news, right? So the Olympics is coming up, clearly. People are going to be talking about that. There's an opportunity for a kind of two-screen experience. Lots of interesting news goes on in very, very short periods of time, and Twitter is the place to go and engage with that. And if you can talk about that with a group of your friends, you know, while you're watching the tweets and watching a video, yeah.
Excellent. And just finally, this is your first startup that you've been kind of doing in earnest. What's the biggest challenge?
The biggest challenge is whatever's coming up next, basically. Every problem is smaller than the one you're about to face. So raising money was the biggest one at the time, you know, and before that it was building our prototype. Now it's hiring. Hiring is hard. So convincing people that you're awesome is difficult.
And you're bootstrapping now. Have you got funding, or...?
We have, yeah. We were very lucky because we're a social startup. And in the UK that's quite rare. And we were lucky to have Passion Capital come on and support us. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, good luck with it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.